Yeah, there's pretty much nothing more important to your self-esteem as you go through life than being employed, getting that full-time employment, hopefully getting into a job or a career that is really suits what you want to do in life. Of course, the flip side of that is not only being unemployed, but the rise of underemployment we're seeing, particularly in younger folk at the moment across the country. Someone that's got their ear to the ground on this is Katie Aitchison. She's the Chief Executive from Youth Action. Good morning, Katie. Underemployment, it's on the rise. Why is this so at the moment?
Well, as many people out there will tell you, when you talk to a young person and they say when they're trying to find a job, it seems like all the doors are closed. And that's because the entry-level jobs that we used to have, even 15, 10 years ago, just don't exist anymore. And we know that with the global economy, automation, I mean, think about going to the supermarket. Did you check yourself out or did somebody else check you out the last time you went? Because, you know, the world is getting digitalized, and so some of those entry-level jobs have just gone. So young people are finding it hard to get a foot in the door.
That is very tricky, isn't it? So how do you get around that?
Well, what we need to do is be preparing young people for the future. So right now we have a school system that is, you know, working really hard to train young people up, working to make sure that they pass their NAPLAN exams, that they pass all the milestones. But when young people get to the end of their education, it takes them about 4.7 years from full-time education to full-time employment. And that's a really long time where you're looking for casual work, you're working in part-time jobs, and that's this unemployment thing that we have in Australia that's on the rise. And it's a 40-year high at the moment where young people just aren't getting enough work. And so what we need to look at is what are the skills that they need to be able to get into those jobs immediately? And at the moment, they don't have them.
So maybe if we can take it back to the school level to start with,
sure.
Perhaps we should be looking at focusing people on the type of work that is going to be available. So, yes, the job that you might want may not necessarily be around in 10 or 15 years. So is there really a point in focusing on that? Here's what realistically is going to be out there in the marketplace moving forward, and try and work what you want to do, what you can do based on that.
Yeah, well, this linear idea of a career doesn't exist anymore.
You know, that's true.
My young people today are going to have 5 careers and 17 jobs likely in their lifetime. So it's not like saying, hey, you seem to like debate, let's make you a lawyer for the rest of your life. That doesn't exist anymore. We don't have those things. But what you can do is look at a young person's interests, their skills, and also what the job market is going to be in the next 10 years and 20 years, and then say, let's give you some skills where you can do lots of different jobs. What are the problem-solving skills? How about self-management? What about looking at innovation and being able to creatively think about things? These are the skills of the future. And a report by the Foundation for Young Australians this morning came out and said exactly that, that we need to be preparing young people with the skills that are about future jobs, because right now what we've got is a real mismatch with education and employment reality.
So hearing a lot there naturally about the school system and some changes, or at least the change in the mindset there, what about employer attitudes? Is there something that needs to change from that end of the spectrum?
I think looking at young people, because, I mean, a lot of employers will tell you that they're really struggling to find people to get into the jobs with the experience that they need, but young people will tell you that they can't get experience without a job. So there's this kind of circular thing of going, we just can't get the right people in the job. So what we need to look at is how do we get young people into jobs and training on the job? And that can be really challenging for both the young person and the employer. But there are some really good schemes that we've seen in Australia and around the world, like wage subsidies for employers to hire younger people, which gives an employer a bit of some help to be able to get the skills so that they get a young person in who might not have everything that they need, but they have some extra money to be able to train them on the job so that they can skill them up in those skills that they all need.
Katie, I think all these are great ideas. I'm just looking through the job advert that we've got for a new assistant here. We're looking for someone with 25 years worth of experience, and we may pay possibly between $6 and $8 an hour.
Oh, great. Well, that's under minimum wage, so you might want to reconsider that advertisement. It's not necessarily a good idea to put that out there.
It hasn't gone to print yet, so I might...
Oh, good. Well, here we go. Let me help you out. But, yeah, I do think a lot of young people will tell you, you know, a young person was telling me a couple of weeks ago, they'd applied for 100 jobs, and they were, like, 19 years old.
Yeah.
So this idea that young people aren't trying, they are really trying to get work. It's just about the avenues that we used to say were open to them aren't there. So we need to look at, well, what are the different ways that we can get young people into work? There's lots of different schemes, but one of the things I think is most important that the report that came out today says is that we need to look at changing and rethinking how we educate young people from primary school, not just high school, to prepare them for the work that's in the future.
I think a complete rejigging of the whole thing wouldn't hurt. Katie, thanks for your time this morning. I've just made a change to that job advert.
Right.
It's now $10.15.
No, still not quite there, but keep on going.
I'll see what I can do. Thanks for your time with us this morning, Katie.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Chief Executive of Youth Action talking about underemployment this morning at 2NURFM. All right, I'll go to $15 an hour, but that's the final offer. Take it or leave it. 2NURFM.